بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. Today we will hold our 22nd session of the tafsir that we are doing in the month of Ramadan and reading in Surah Al-Baqarah. Today we are on verse 63. So now today is the 18th of Ramadan of this Hijra year of 1447, corresponding to the 7th of March 2026. Now
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين.
نعم. الله تبارك وتعالى سيد وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم. Remember when we took your covenant. ورفعنا فوقكم الطور. And we raise the mountain above you. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ, commanding you, saying, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ, take what we have given you with earnestness. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ, and remember what is mentioned therein, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you will have taqwa, the fear of Allah. So Allah reminded them of yet another favor during their history, the history of the children of Israel. And this was when Allah took the covenant from them. The covenant is always mentioned because they were always proud to say that Allah has taken a covenant with them. Allah has taken a promise. There is a promise between them and Allah. So how did that promise come to pass? When as Ibn Jurayh said, لما جاء موسى بالتوراة أبوا أن يقبلوها. When Musa alayhi salam came to them with the Torah, after Allah has given him a Torah, they refused to accept it. فرفع الجبل فوقهم وقيل لهم إن لم تأخذوها وقع عليكم. So the mountain of Sinai was raised up over them, and it was said to them, if you don't accept it, if you don't accept to work with it, it will fall down upon you. And it was said, I remember, it was said that they fell down in prostration. But when they fell down in the prostration, it was a one-sided prostration. Prostrating with one side and looking up. Will it really come down? Subhanallah. Now it was said this mountain was the Mount of Sinai, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke to Moses. And it was also said, no, it's another mountain. It was just a mountain that Allah raised above them. The meaning of خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ, hold what we have given you with strength or with earnestness. I be earnest in knowledge or in walking with it. That is, you take it seriously in walking with it or in knowing what is therein. Na'am. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ وأخذناهم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين.
نعم ما نورا pay attention when our edition is different from what you have, please inform us and bring the tafsir near to me. ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت. And you certainly know those among you that transgressed, those that transgressed among you في السبت regarding the observance of the Sabbath. Of the Sabbath. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. And we said to them, turn you into apes, خاسئين, despised and humiliated. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا. So we made that to be a retribution, a punishment of retribution. Lima bayna yadayha, for those that were before it, wama khalfaha, and for those that came after them, wama mu'idhatan lil muttaqin, and we made it to be a mu'idha, that is a reminder, an admonition for those who fear Allah. Alladhina atadaw minkum fi sabt, those who transgressed among you regarding the sabbath, the observance of the sabbath, of the sabbath, istadu fihi al-hut wa kana muharraman alayhim. They went and fished for fish in the in the sea while it was forbidden for them. They were forbidden to from fishing in observance of the Sabbat, but they disobeyed. And what did they do? The qissa was mentioned to us in Surah Al-A'raf. Go. Was'alhum an al-qaryati allati kanat hadirat al-bahr idh ya'duna fi al-sabt إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يثبتون لا تأتيهم. That is, ask them regarding those that transgressed on the Sabbath, when the fish used to come to them in plenty on normal days, and on the day of the Sabbath it will not come. So what did they do? They did a hila. They dug some passages within the sea, a kind of a trap, which the fish, when they enter, is a kind of obstruction. When they enter, they will not be able to flow back. So on Friday it will gather, then on Saturday when it came it will gather, then on Sunday they will go and just pick it up. So they didn't fish on Saturday. Yes, they think they would be, they are wise. Naam. Very cunning. This is a ruse to commit what Allah has forbidden. You can do a ruse to do what is permissible. You can do a ploy to do what is permissible, to avoid what is impermissible. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was brought with dates from Khaybar, very beautiful dates. So he told Bilal, he asked Bilal, are the dates of Khaybar all like this? He said, no, yeah. These beautiful ones, we give two measures of the ordinary one to take one measure of the beautiful one. He said, this is riba. This is true riba. He said, sell the ordinary one with money, with current, with silver coins, and then use the silver coins to buy the beautiful one. Now this is a ploy, isn't it? It's a hila, is a ruse, but it was done in order to avoid doing what is not permissible. You know, the same procedure may come out to be to have the same result. Two measures of the ordinary equal to one measure. But since it was done based on the market price, you are not setting the price, you avoid the river. The exchange is not direct. In such a case, it is permissible. But the one of the healer of Bani Israel is to commit what is forbidden. But you can, the healer that we are taught in the Sunnah is to do what is permissible. Now,
what about buy one get one free?
You know, that one is a mixture of sell and gift.
No, but they are forcing people to buy what they don't need. Why can't they be 50%?
Eto. Gaskiya the there is no force in that, actually. They are tempting. So that is what every advertisement does. It tends to beautify for you what maybe is not beautiful in your sight. So since it is since you know there is no what is objected in promotions, in trade promotions, is gambling. There is no gambling in this, because it is very clear. It is as though you are buying this for half the price. So it is a mixture. It is a mixture of sale and gift. You can join together sale and gift in a contract, but you can't. You cannot join together sale and lending. Not because of the risk. When you join together sale and lending, you will actually be either given riba or taken riba, indirectly. And na'am. Na'am. Jalla manfa'a. Na'am. So faja'a kunu qiradatan, the meaning of this is this is ibara am maskhihim. This is this is showing that Allah obliterated their form and turned them into another form, into the form of apes. Wakhasi'in, this is sifa, is a characteristic or is a description of what they were turned into. They were turned into apes, and then they were made despicable, that is despised, low, humiliated. What more? What can there be more of humiliation than this?
Or khabar thani.
Naam.
Sifa or khabar thani.
Naam. Oh, naam. This is Arabic. Oh, it is either sifa or khabar. When it is sifa, it means they were transformed into apes. Into humiliated apes. That is sifa, a character. But when it is khabar thani, they were turned into apes and they were humiliated. Okay, remember, there is difference between the two. They were turned into humiliated apes. Or they were turned into apes and we are humiliated. That is khabar thani. That is the meaning. So like this is so the apes despised and rejected. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا, we made it to be nakal. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا, we made that transformation, the the turning them into apes, Allah made it an example for their own, to their own time, those who were before them. Those who were before them, that is who lived with them, it was an example for those who lived with them. وَمَا خَلْفَهَا, and a lesson and to their posterity, those who came after. وَمَوْئِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and a lesson to those who fear Allah. نعم.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبُّكَ يُبَيِّنْ قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة ناشية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون.
نعم. Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. And remember, Moses said to him, when Moses said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They said, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. So they said, are you making a laughing stock of us? That is, are you turning our affair into a jest? Are you taking us a laughing stock? He said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. May Allah save me from being among the ignorant. They said, قَالُوا دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ. They said, ask your Lord for us to show us what sort of cow it should be. He answered, Allah says it should be neither too old nor too young, but in between. So do as you are commanded. They said, ask your Lord for us to show us what color it should be. He answered, Allah says it should be your God. He said, that is, your God says it should be a bright yellow cow that is pleasing to the eye. They said, call on your Lord for us to show us exactly what it is. All cows are more or less alike to us, and with God's will we shall be guided. He replied, it is a perfect and unblemished cow, not trained to till the earth or water the field. They said, now you have brought the truth. And so they slaughtered it, though they almost failed to do so. Naam?
It's not for farming.
That is tilling the earth. Yes, for farming. أن تذبحوا بقرة. Allah commands you to slaughter, to sacrifice a cow. Here تذبحوا is to slaughter, but some they interpret it to be slaughtering in form of sacrifice to Allah, like an act of worship to Allah. قصتها, its story is that a man from among the children of Israel killed his near relation so that he will inherit him, so that he will take his estate, so that he will take the inheritance. And he accused another people that they were the ones who killed him. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded them to slaughter a cow and to hit the murdered person with a part of the cow. And when they did that he was raised up from the dead, and he spoke and informed of the one who killed him. Then he went back to his state of death. Now when Musa alayhi salam, you know, they came to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam over the case that we have this case. We have somebody who has been murdered. So he tell them, go and slaughter a cow. He didn't tell them why they should slaughter the cow. But you can see their obstinacy. So they said, we are asking you about the case of someone who is murdered, and you are telling us to go and slaughter a cow? Are you joking with us? So look at their own impression of who a prophet is. They don't regard him as having a revelation from Allah. They don't respect the office of prophethood. And that was actually a trial from Allah to see, do they really believe? So when they asked, when Musa alayhi salam, he told them, go and slaughter a cow. Instead of submitting, they became obstinate and difficult, and Allah made it difficult for them. So that is why when the command of Allah comes to you, even if you don't understand the sense from it, just accept it. Because Allah wants submission from us. He wants submission, respect for that authority. But the moment you start saying, why should I do this? Then you are questioning the authority of Allah. And that will open the gates of misguidance for you. And that is the behavior of the Yahud. Yahud were like that. They never respected the authority of prophethood. So when they said, are you taking us a laughing stock? Are you joking with us? Musa alayhi salam, when he saw this, he said, A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahil. I seek refuge of Allah from being one of the ignorant ones, because when you are ignorant of the power of Allah and the secret behind his command, when you are ignorant, you will land yourself into destruction. So he seeks he takes refuge in Allah from he being one of those. And you see, this illustrates what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say when he was harmed by people. When he divided the ghanima, and somebody came and said, this division that was done is not according to the favor of according to the pleasure of Allah. It was not with Allah's it is not the way Allah wants it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was angry. Then he said, my brother Musa alayhi salam was harmed with what was worse than this, and he was patient. So he became patient. Look at this is just an explanation of how they were difficult. They put Musa alayhi salam in difficult circumstances. And yet they say they are proud of him. This they are saying, أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَى جَفَاءٌ وَقِلَّةُ أَدَبٌ. This is obstinacy and lack of respect. أَوْ تَكْذِيبٌ or rejection. That is, we are not going to do it. But they didn't come out to say we are not going to do it, but they said this. And this this in itself is enough to show their obstinacy. So they became difficult, and Allah became difficult with them. Faridun, that is innahu yaqulu innaha baqaratun la faridun, that is it is not a musinna, that is it is not into an or into old age, it is not old. Wala bikrun la faridun wala bikrun, and it is also not too young, not too old, not too young. In between. Awanun, that is mutawassita, in between. Bayna dhalika, ay bayna ma dhukira, between what is too old or what is too young. Walidhalika qal dhalika, ma anna al-ishara ila shay'ain, that is to what was mentioned. Then they asked for its color and he said safra. Safra mina sufratil ma'rufa, from what we know of yellow. The Pakistanis, because of this verse, they name some of their children safra. Because it is mentioned in the Quran. But safra is just color. I've never seen safra among the names of the muhaddithun, the women muhaddithun. Safra. But the Pakistanis, they do. We had a lecturer in ABU in the 80s, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. His first daughter, second daughter was named Safra. It is from this verse. Bright yellow. Naam, Safra. Yellow. You want ordinary yellow? Yeah, some of the translators, like this man Abdul Halim, he translated it as bright yellow. But Yusuf Ali, he translated it as fawn colored. Another translator, he said bright yellow cow. Yeah, bright yellow. Nam? Safra. No, it is just because the verse has been mentioned. That's why they said it's, they named their daughter Safra. Saffron. Yes, that is Za'afaran. Saffron. That is Za'afaran. I'm just looking at Kutubur Rijal to see if there is anyone named Safra. Anyway. Safarau. We too we have? Hausa? Safarau. Marisa, where is Safarau? But that is, you know, that is because of our belief in the barakah of the Quran. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. Anything mentioned in the Quran is barakah. That is me. No, you know, these ones, usually they are sons of people who are studying the Quran. Yes, who are memorizing the Quran. So when he is in that section, that portion, and he was told of the birth of a baby, then he will mention him by the name of the title of the portion. That is Lantana. Lantana. Lantana is Lantana al-Bir. So Lantana. And that is Qad Sami'ko. Iza Waqa. Shima Suna is also a name. Kala Fama. Kala Fama? Is there? Okay. Waqila Sauda, it's dark. Wahua Ba'id, but this is far-fetched. والظاهر صفراء كلها it is all yellow, that is, it's all completely yellow. فاقع لونها شديد وقيل القرن والظلف فقط وهو بعيد. Some مفسرون they say it is the horn and the hoof, that are only the horn and the hoof are yellow, but this is also very far from what it really, what is the real meaning. فاقع أي شديد الصفرة intensely yellow. تسر الناظرين making those that is an admire, causing those who look at it to admire it, admirable. That is the meaning. That is لحسن لونها, because of the beauty of its color. وقيل لثمنها ومنظرها كله, or because of its of its flesh and also its outward look. لا ذلول neither been made that is not trained to till. لا ذلول تثير الأرض, not subjected to a training that will make it to be used in tilling the field. Al-Dhalul is the one that has been trained to do something for which it was, that it has been subjected to that. Tuthirul Ard, that is tilling the earth. You've been used in cultivation. Wa huwa daqilun ta'ata nafhi ala al-asah. That it is also part of what is negated. وَلَا تَسْقِ الْحَرْثِ أَيْ لَا يُسْقَى عَلَيْهَا. It's not, the cow will not be the one that is, will not be one that is used to fetch water. مُسَلَّمَةٌ مِنَ الْعَيْمِنَ الْعَمَلِ. That is, it is unblemished. There is no, it is unblemished, no any, no any negative thing regarding it. Min al amal, there is no, because of, it is unblemished on account of killing the earth. It doesn't have any blame, no objection for anyone who sees it on account of its being subjected to killing the earth. That is the meaning, musallamatun, aw musallamatun min al-uyub. It is free from any defect. It doesn't have any defect. La shiyata fiha, ay la lum'ata ghayra as-sufra. It doesn't have any spots that are not yellow. Wa huwa min washa, fafa'uhu wa'un mahzufa ka'ida. Washa, that is to have spots. Qalu al-ana ji'ta bil-haq. They said, now you have come with the truth. Al-amilu fi al-dharb ji'ta bil-haq. That is, it is now that you have come with the truth. وَقِيلَ الْآمِلُ فِيهِ مُضْمَرٌ تَقْدِيرُهُ الْآن نَذْبَحُهَا. Or, now we will slaughter it. Because this, when they say al-an, al-an, is it referring to, what is it referring to? Because al-an is the time of doing an action. So now, does it mean that al-an, now we will slaughter it? Jita bil-haq, you've come with the truth. Or al-an jita bil-haq, now you have come with the truth. Fadabahuha, then they slaughtered it. And that is more apparent in meaning. They said, now you have come with the truth, fadabahuha. And as a result of that, they slaughtered it. والأول أضحى. فإن كان قولهم أتتخذنا هزوا تكذيبا فهذا تصديق. If by saying that, are you taking us for a jest? If it was rejection, now it means they have accepted. وإن كان غير ذلك فالمعنى بالحق البين. If it is otherwise, if it is not a rejection, then they will say you've come with the truth that is clear. That is, before it was unclear to us. And in any case, it shows, you know, their strong-headedness regarding the commands of Allah. وَمَا كَادُوا they were almost not doing what they were commanded. لِإِسْيَانِهِمْ because of their disobedience. وَكَثْرَةُ سُؤَالِهِمْ عَنْ شَأْنِهَا and because of the several questions that they posed regarding the affair of the cow. أو وما كادوا that is they almost did not they almost did not do what they were asked to do. They almost failed to do so because of their attitude of disobedience, and also because of what did Ibn Juzay said, and because of their frequent questions regarding the command of Allah, and that was why we were prohibited from asking so many questions. Allah says, "La tas'alu an ashaa in tubda lakum tasu'ukum." Do not ask regarding things which, if they are explained, they are expounded and explained to you, tasu'ukum, they will make you they will hurt you, not hurting actually. They will you will dislike them. You will dislike them. They will be disliking to you. They will be disliked by you. You will not like them. Don't ask regarding things which, if they are explained to you, you would not like them. So just like their case, because it was said they suffered to get that cow, because they were because of their too many questions, so Allah made it difficult. Because they were difficult in following the command, so Allah made it difficult for them to execute it. It was difficult for them to get. أو لغلاء البقرة, or because of the expensiveness of the cow. فقد جاء أنها كانت ليتيم. It was reported that the cow belonged to an orphan child. وأنهم اشتروها بوزنها ذهبا, and they bought it with its weight in gold. Because he said he will not sell it except they paid him the weight of the cow in gold. A cow will weigh how many kilograms? How many kilograms do you think a cow?
500.
Here in Nigeria, our cow live weight is 350
kilograms. So like an ordinary one here, as you say, even if it is 300 kilograms of gold. So that was why, so they, when they were difficult, Allah made it difficult for them. Naam? Yeah, he was a Jew. He was someone out of the Bani Israel. Any cow. Yes. Exactly, because he said idbahu baqara. Baqara in Arabic, it means any cow. If they had slaughtered any cow, you cannot, if it has been altered for them.
And the cow is also rare.
It's rare, yeah. That is why he said awl qillati wujudi tilka sifat. Or it was a rare type of cow. It rarely could you find a cow with those characteristics, with those specifications.
Yellow. That red,
exactly,
white,
brown,
brown,
grayish,
but
yellow, and even yellow to be all yellow throughout, bright yellow. فقد روي أنهم لو ذبحوا أدنى بقرة لأجزعت. It was reported that if they had slaughtered any type of cow, it would have been enough for them. ولكنهم شددوا فشدد عليهم. But they were hard upon themselves, and it was made hard for them. نعم وإذ قتلتم نفسا.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَنُونَ.
نعم. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا. And remember, when you slew a man, you killed a man, فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا, and you fell into a dispute among yourselves as to the one who committed the crime. وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. But Allah was going to bring forth what you were hiding. فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. So we said, strike the body of the dead with a piece of the cow, with the part of the body of the cow. كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى. Just like that, Allah brings the dead back to life. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ, and He shows you His signs, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you may understand, you may reflect. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Then after that, your hearts were hardened. فَهِيَ كَلْهِ حِجَارَ. They became like a rock. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَى. Or even worse than a rock in hardness. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ, because among rocks there are some لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ, there are some from which rivers gush forth. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ, and others there are which when split asunder they send out water. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, and others which fall down and sink for fear of Allah. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah is not unmindful of what you do. This is the beginning. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا هُوَ أَوَّلُ قِصَّةِ الْبَقَرَةِ. This is the beginning of the story of the calf. This was the incident which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned. فَرُتْبَتُهُ التَّقْدِيمُ, because actually in terms of the sequence, it should come before إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Yes, وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا, when you slew a nafs, فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا, and you are in differences among yourselves. So فَقَالَ مُوسَى وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. That is when the beginning of the qissa will come. But then the order was not followed. The sequence, when informing us of the sequence, it did not follow the historical sequence, the sequence of events of how it happened. قال الزمخشري, one of the famous commentators of the Quran, الزمخشري, his tafsir is Al-Kashaf, is one of the most excellent tafsir in terms of Arabic language and Arabic eloquence, showing the eloquence of the Quran. But in terms of belief, he is Mu'tazila. He is not on the path of the Sunnah. So he makes interpretation of certain verses to conform with his aqidah, with his belief in the tenets of Mu'tazila belief. But in terms of Arabic language eloquence, it is excellent. So that is why they said the ulama, they picked out his tendency towards strengthening and advocating for his aqidah with pins, just like you pick something with pins. That was how they picked and took it away, and then they benefited from what he mentioned of eloquence of the Quran. So the Zamakhshari said, "Innama ukhira li ta'addud tawbihihum bi qissatayn." This was delayed. The mention of it was delayed so as to show how blameworthy their act was by the two stories. The first one is the difference that they had. What are they going to do with finding out who was the murderer? Then the second aspect is the story of their encounter with Musa alayhi salam regarding slaughtering the cow. وَهُمَا تَرْكُ الْمُسَارَعَةِ إِلَى الْأَمْرِ. The two arms is to show that they did not immediately hasten towards executing the command of Allah on them, and also their killing of a person. If the killing of the person was mentioned before, and then their lack of hastening to execute the command was mentioned, it would have become only a single act of it would be a single story. So the blame will be for that for what they did during that story. But the way the order was not followed to show how evil they were regarding the two instances. The first one, they killed somebody, the murder. So they were blamed for the murder. And the second one, they were reluctant to execute the command of Allah, and they were blamed for that. So the blame will be twice. But if it was mentioned as a single qissa, the blame will be once. You see how Zamakhshari, he extracts wisdom from the Quran. Naam. Naam.
Throughout their questioning, they were saying it is only another Baha. So not their God.
Not their God. yeah, exactly. That is also part of the obstinacy. Exactly. Because if they wanted to do, they would say, Ud'u lana Rabbana. Call on our Lord. Call on, they would have said that. Call on our Lord. But they said, Ud'u lana Rabbaka. Call your Lord. I is your affair. You are the one who is telling us this. So this is your affair. So go and ask him. And it is the way they do.
They are talking just like the Pharaoh in Surah Al-Ahzab.
Naam, just like the Copts, the Copts of Egypt. Whenever something befell them of the calamities that Musa alayhi salam threatened them with, they will say, "Ud'u lana rabbaka
bima
ahida indaka la in kashafta anna ar-rijza lanu'minanna laka wa lanursilanna ma'aka bani Israel." Call upon your Lord. So just as the kuffar did, they were also doing the same. Call on your Lord. So that is the extent of their obstinacy. Although they were even denying, they were in a position not to even accept the lordship of Allah over them. Well,
yeah, the billah. But nevertheless, they know they will get their answer from
you. Yeah, of course. And another thing, it was said, you know, during at the third stage, they said, "Wa inna insha Allahu la muhtadun," and we will by the leave of Allah, we will be guided. It was said, if they had not said insha Allah, they would never have got that cow. But because of the barakah of mentioning the name of Allah, so Allah made it light upon them and forgave them, and he led them to find the cow, but with difficulty. But that shows the secret of mentioning the name of Allah. فَدَّارَأْتُمْ أَيْ اِخْتَلَبْتُمْ. You were in dissension. وَهِيَ مِنَ الْمُدَارَعَ أَيْ الْمُدَافَعَ. That is, you are pushing one another. You are pushing the statement of one another. He says, this is the one who did it. Then you push that statement. No, this is the one who said it. وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Allah was going to expose what you were concealing. I mean, Amri al-Qatil, regarding the affair of the murdered person. وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ and who killed him. فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا. اضْرِبُوهُ, hit him. The pronoun here is referring to the murdered person. أي اضْرِبُوا الْقَتِيل, the murdered person. وَمَنْ أَوْ قَبْرَهُ, or hit his grave. Hit his grave, that is, take a part of the cow and hit the grave. And when you hit the grave, he would come out. That is, if he had already been buried. But if he had not been, which seems to be why they said the grave. Because since it was difficult for them to get the cow, they suffered, maybe they were feeling that it was inconceivable that the murdered person will remain unburied, because maybe it took a long time. But if he was unburied, if he was not yet buried, it will mean the command was that he be hit with his body, be hit with a part of the body of the cow. بِبَعْضِهَا, this one is mutlaq. It didn't specify what part, with any part. وَقِيلَ الْفَخِذْ, but it was said it was the thigh of the cow. وَقِيلَ الْلِسَانِ, or it was they were asked to hit it with the tongue. وَقِيلَ الذَّنَبِ, or the tail. كَذَلِكَ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ حَيَاةِ الْقَتِيلِ, just like this is in the pointing to the bringing back to life of the murdered person. وَاسْتِدْلَالٌ بِهَا عَلَى الْإِحْيَاءِ لِلْبَعْثِ, and this is being cited as a proof and evidence for coming back to life after death. This is the second aspect, this is the second incident of bringing back the dead to life as evidence that Allah has got power to bring back human beings after their death, and evidence of belief in the day of judgment and in resurrection. وَقَبْلَهُ مَحْذُوفٌ لَا بُدَّ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فَفَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ فَقَامَ الْقَتِيلُ, that is, then they did that, and then the murdered person, he stood up. فائدة. استدل المالكية بهذه القصة على قبول قول المقتول. The Maliki Fuqaha, they used this story as a basis for accepting the words, the statement of a murdered person. When he says, Fulanun Qatalani, it is so-so and so who killed me. وَهُوَ ضَعِيفٌ. But this istidlal, this citing this story as evidence, is weak. لأن هذا المقتول قام بعد موته ومؤاينة الآخرة. Because this dead person, he was raised up, brought back to life after his death, and after witnessing the life after death. But the وقصته معجزة للنبي, and his story was a miracle for a prophet. فلا يتأتى أن يكذب المقتول بخلاف غيره. So it's not possible for this murdered person to be regarded as saying falsehood or as a liar, because this story is a miracle, and this is somebody who has already been dead when he was raised up. But what they are mentioning is when somebody was attacked, and before he died, he said, Fulanun Qatalani. This was the so was the person who killed me. According to the Malikiyah, it will be regarded as one as an evidence. So you need another evidence to corroborate, to establish that he was the one who killed. And that is when they, this is in a situation where they want, this is what they regard as laws. That is an evidence that is circumstantial evidence, which you can use. You can use qasama, the 50 oaths, for you to condemn the person who did the the killing. واستدلوا أيضا بها على أن القاتل لا يعرف ولا دليل فيها على ذلك. The Malikiya, they also said this is evidence that the murderer does not inherit. But there is no evidence in this story at all on this issue. Obviously, because there is no question of inheritance in the whole story. ثم قصر قلوبكم. This is خطاب لبني إسرائيل. This is addressed to the children of Israel. That is, your heart hardened after that. من بعد ذلك أي بعد إحياء القتيل. After seeing the bringing back to life of the murdered person. وما جرى في القصة من العجائب. And the wonder, and the amazing things that happened in this story. وذلك بيان لقبح قسوة قلوبهم بعدما رأوا تلك الآيات. This is an exposition. Allah is explaining to show the evil of how bad the hardness of their heart was after seeing all those signs of Allah, and yet their hearts were still hard. So a whole verse was revealed to show how despicable and how evil and how bad these people are. You know, for people to have witnessed this kind of thing, what would you expect from them? You'll expect from them absolute obedience to the commands of Allah after seeing what they have seen of signs. But instead of that, their heart became hardened after that, instead of softening to the commands of Allah. And the hardness of their heart was likened to the hardness of rocks. أو أشد قسوة, or even more, even harder than rocks. I hear أشد. أو هنا إما, that is either أو أشد قسوة هنا إما للإبهام أو للتخيير. That is, they are either hard or harder than rocks. كأن من علم حالها مخير بين أن يشبهها يشبهها بالحجارة أو بما هو أشد قسوة كالحديد. That is, the one who knew their heart, he was free to compare it either to a rock or to something that is even harder than a rock. What is harder than a rock?
Iron.
Iron. That is, they were harder than even iron. أو للتفصيل. Or it is saying that among them there are those whose hearts were as hard as rocks, and there were those whose hearts were even harder than rocks. وإنما قال أشد قسوة or harder than rocks, harder in terms of hardness. ولم يقل أقسى. He didn't say أقسى. They were more hardened. ما أن فعل القسوة يبنى منه أفعل لكون أشد أدل على فرق القسوة. So the verse that was chosen is أشد قسوة, not أقسى, not the superlative form harder, but to show more, they were more strong, they were stronger in hardness, they were fiercer in hardness, because that shows the extent of the hardness of the heart. وإن من الحجارة, this is تفضيل للحجارة على قلوبهم. This is Allah تبارك وتعالى showing that rocks are better in the sight of Allah than their hearts, because there are rocks that are having the description that was mentioned. يهبط أي يتردى, falling from a high place, من علو إلى سفل, from high to a place that was low. والخشية عبارة عن انقيادها أو أشد خشية من خشية الله, from the fear of Allah. This is explaining what it means is that the rocks, in terms of their submitting to the commands of Allah, they could even fall down from a place that was so high. If they were commanded, if rocks were commanded to fall down by the command of Allah, they will do so. despite their hardness, despite their high position, but they will fall down. So even rocks are better than their heart. وقيل حقيقة وأن كل حجر يحبط كل حجر يحبط فمن خشية الله. This was an example. Or another tafsir is that this is in reality. Whenever you see a rock falling down, it is falling down on account of fear of Allah. The rock is submitting to the command of Allah. And this is part of the unseen, part of the knowledge of the unseen. So, alhamdulillah. It's time, ko? At the hisp. We have 2 more days, ko? Tomorrow and day after tomorrow. So, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.